USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Five people are now confirmed dead in the collapse of a condominium tower near Miami. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Saturday evening that another 156 people are still unaccounted for as rescue crews continue to search through the rubble of the building in Surfside, Florida. 55 of the building's more than 130 units were destroyed in the Thursday collapse. FEMA is aiding in relief efforts, and President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the state. And President Biden says he has no intent to veto a bipartisan infrastructure bill if a reconciliation package doesn't come with it. In a statement Saturday, Biden clarified comments he made earlier in the week that made it seem as though he saw the bills as equals, saying that his comments gave the impression that he was threatening to veto a deal he had just agreed to, which was not his intent. A bipartisan group of lawmakers agreed to a deal on a $1.2 trillion bill on Thursday that would include more than $579 billion in new spending for core infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Some have found the release of a report on unidentified flying objects from the federal government underwhelming. Brad Bernards reports from the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau.
This could have been the day that finally answered the burning question, are there aliens out there? Sadly, we'll still have to wait. A U.S. government report on UFOs said Friday it found no evidence of aliens, but acknowledged 143 reports of unidentified aerial phenomena since 2004 that could not be explained. The report was released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence with substantial input from the military. The study is part of the most significant public effort so far to deal with decades of speculation, rumor, and unhinged conspiracy theories about UFOs. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One major drug maker will stop distributing opioids as part of a court settlement. Wendy King explains.
Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $230 million settlement with the state of New York in an opioid case, according to Attorney General Letitia James. The settlement resolves the state's claims over J&J's role in fueling the opioid epidemic. It also bars the companies from selling the painkillers nationwide. The company didn't admit any liability or wrongdoing in the settlement, but they told NBC News they're consistent with prior agreements to pay $5 billion to settle opioid claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments nationwide. The settlement money will be used for opioid prevention, treatment, and education statewide. James says she filed the lawsuit against five other manufacturers in addition to J&J in March, along with members of the Sackler family as owners of Purdue Pharma. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And multiple riders were injured in a massive crash Saturday during the first stage of this year's Tour de France, caused by a fan's sign. The spectator extended her sign into the roadway in front of Germany's Tony Martin about 27 miles before the stage's finish line. Martin crashed after hitting the sign, causing a massive pileup behind him. At least one rider was forced to withdraw from the race because of his injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.